The Orange Catholic Foundation is pleased to bring you the following Father Spitzer homily.
The gospel reading today from Mark is it's kind of got a whole series of not only teachings but almost aphoristic teachings that are, you know, intended to be like a small catechesis for how we have to live our lives, what we're supposed to look for in our lives and in living our lives. And, you know, before the catechesis is given, you know, Jesus is telling his disciples, you got to talk straight talk. You know, don't give half the message, you know, and let somebody actually, you know, lose their way. What you want to do is kind of have basically the St. Thomas More society, the St. Thomas More philosophy. You basically want to, take the whole truth, which St. Thomas More did, of course. You want to put it into the most rational context that you can, into the most pastoral, caring, compassionate context that you can. But you got to take the truth that Jesus has given us, the whole truth that he has given us, and we have to be, in a sense, responsible to it and responsible for giving it away. Jesus then gives us the next thing that we have to do. So we have to be responsible for the truth, even when we read the scriptures, right? You know, I just remember when I was younger, I used to read the scriptures and I go, well, that one, I can ignore that. You know, this one looks good, and this one's doable. Ooh, this one's getting right to the heart of me. You know, let's put that aside temporarily, etc. So Jesus says, you know, when we're looking at the scriptures, when we're preaching the scriptures, we want the whole truth, and we don't want to deceive anybody and give them partial truths, but we want to do it pastorally, compassionately, and rationally. Second thing that is going on here is another. Of course, Jesus is using his wonderful, rabbinical hyperbole, right? You know, and that just it's a technique used by the rabbis to get everybody thinking. And you know, so if your right hand causes you to sin, you know, cut it off. Of course, this is not meant to be taken literally. It's meant to say the following: get our priorities right. If we seek first the kingdom of God and trust in him, right? So if we're trying to live the Christian faith, if we're trying to move to our salvation and trying to help other people to get to their salvation in the truthful way that Jesus taught us according to his word, if that's what we're doing, then of course that's got to be our first priority. Everything else falls in after that. The key desire, as I put it in my four levels of happiness, is the pursuit of the kingdom of God for ourselves and others. Because, of course, it's really not our pursuit. We're just sort of getting in the way of God's beckoning invitation and grace that's being showered down upon us through the Holy Spirit. And we're sort of saying, okay, Lord, I'm positioning myself to take, and boy, if you do this, he is going to grab you. And he's, you know, you're going to get caught up in seeking the kingdom of God for self and others. And of course, that key point is getting our end straight. What are we aiming for? Why are we alive? What is the whole goal of life? You know, and of course the Baltimore Catechism said it so well, you know, it's, and St. Ignatius Loyola puts it in the first principle and foundation. You know, first we want to save our own souls, and then of course we want to help others to do the same, and you know, and that's praise, reverence, and serve God, you know, and then that's a good strategy. The third thing that Jesus is trying to say aphoristically, right, is that we got to be really careful, about letting stuff go, right? So in other words, you know, sometimes I call myself the infinite Spitzerian rationalizer. Give me 5 minutes and I can rationalize why I ought to ignore this trend in my life or why I shouldn't be working on such and such in my life. I can't, you know, it's so easy to do. Or if I've run out of rationalizations, just to block it. It's not there because I'm just going to scotoma it out of existence. And of course, Jesus is saying, don't do that. If you've got a problem, if something's going on, whether it's your right hand, your right eye, whatever it may be, if something is amiss, if something's taking you off the track to the kingdom of God, you got to deal with it. And so, of course, he's, you know, we have a great way of dealing with it. We could go to the sacrament of reconciliation. We can also try to make, you know, significant reforms in our lives. And of course, if we you know, keep doing that, and if we don't, by the way, God will keep knocking on my door. He does it at 3 o'clock in the morning for me. Knock, knock, knock. Wake up. I've got some things I need to tell you. You're not paying attention to the following two things. Got it. And of course, then I can start, you know, moving in that direction. And of course, Jesus says, if we attend to the stuff that, you know, is leading us astray, if we don't ignore it, you know, if we got our priorities right, if we're working on it, we're okay, right? We're going to be fine. But boy, it's that, you know, block it out. It really doesn't exist because I don't want to recognize it. He says that's generally a bad habit because then we kind of just kind of get off the road, and we need to just kind of get back on the road again. And I just find the three best ways of getting on the road again is one, of course, is to go to the Sacrament of Reconciliation. But here I am preaching the choir. Another one, of course, is during my daily Mass is to bring these considerations, you know, to mind. And then the Jesuits have a technique called the examine prayer, too much for today. But we do actually, you know, think about these things that need to be dealt with in our lives on a daily basis. And there's a technique used in the spiritual exercises and recognized by St. Ignatius of Loyola by which we do that. And of course, the rest, you know, Our Lady will help us out. And of course, you know, the Holy Spirit will help us out. Our Lord Jesus Christ will help us out. His Heavenly Father will help us out. And the saints, all the communion of saints will help us out. And we'll get there because, of course, we want to. And we haven't, you know, we're not shunning something. We're keeping ourselves, trying as best we can with our free choice to stay on the road and work through the grace that's being poured down on us by our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to another podcast brought to you by the Orange Catholic Foundation.